take it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was the best one, yeah. It's just all we have. And I like, I had checked with Rogers before. He had laid it in for, he said we cut off aid and they had it in war. No, it was no reason for me to. No. But what I like, the subtlety was with the spy between you and me and the Soviet Union, because, you know, she said Kissinger tried to give me the formal position, but the president let it slip that they may discuss Soviet problems, which is a good threat to hang out over them.
I wanted to do that. You mean I tried?
Yeah, I thought that was a
matter. Yeah, right. That was I said, no, let's understand, however, we can't guarantee they won't.
But it was a masterpiece to do it that way. If I had said it would have been a formal communication, the way she can now report it that the president sort of let that slip. I knew it was a careful plan. I thought it was beautiful. I thought the whole thing was really, this is, we can never get this across to the press now. But the way you took her into your confidence, without telling her a great deal. Dennis Levy, he was there last night. Passed me on about that. Oh, you're doing a wonderful job.
They talk out of old cars.
Well, I know the problem. He's had it for us very objectively. Yesterday, I had in members of the Federal Advisory Council. Then I had the alumni, graduates of the Advisory Council, and I had all former living members of the Federal Reserve Board there. What a number of all over the country. I wanted to know what their criticism
that the employee started to take picture of this.
When you start to search.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna have problems with the retroactive stuff we're having one hell of a time.
looks like she knows she wants.